Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 13th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The recent heavy rainfall in California has brought some relief to our drought-stricken state. California Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth says the Sierra snowpack is at 102% of its average level, but hot and dry weather could melt much of the snow before the water is captured.
Last year, we had this great booming December, and then that was followed by three of the driest months that typically comprise our wettest season. So we're really eyeballing what's happening after, say, January 20th.
Nemeth says a cold spring could help with the water supply. And with record-breaking rain, it's been a tough winter so far for people who make their living outdoors. KPCC senior reporter Jill Replegal talked to some folks in Santa Ana about how they're coping.
Jose Rodriguez has been selling snacks on the streets of downtown Santa Ana for almost 30 years.
Frutas, mango, chicharrones.
But for the last few rainy weeks, he's mostly stayed home.
Las lluvias.
Rodriguez says the continuous rain adds to a string of factors that were already strangling his business. Santa Ana's gentrifying downtown, then the pandemic, then construction on the OC streetcar, which closed 4th Street to traffic. Street vendors aren't alone. A block away, Matt Hansel of Hansel Construction was pouring concrete for a wheelchair ramp.
But in 2 days, it's going to start raining again. Hence, my guys have to sit at home and they don't make any money.
It's possible relief funds could become available. President Biden authorized emergency help for California this week. That frees up the state to take further action that could jumpstart assistance for small businesses. I'm Jill Replegal.
And California's back-to-back storms are challenging people experiencing homelessness. Rough weather is expected to return this weekend. As KPCC's Julia Barajas reports, local officials are taking extra steps.
Over the past 2 weeks, the LA County Sheriff's Department has partnered with the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority to alert unhoused Angelenos about potential dangers and where to seek shelter. Sergeant Matt Coppa says they're making it a point to warn people who live near water channels.
We're on foot and we're in vehicles, and we make PA announcements through the vehicles of all the weather warnings. We also go and make personal contact with each homeless individual within the riverbed.
Outreach teams are making contact with about 100 people per day in riverbeds across LA County. That work will continue throughout the weekend. I'm Julia Barajas.
164 people died from COVID-19 in the past week in Los Angeles County. That's a new peak for the winter and higher than the summer peak of 122 deaths. The most vulnerable people remain those older than 65. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says an increase in the rate of bivalent boosters could prevent more death and hospitalizations among older people.
This means that about 4 out of 5 people who are eligible for the bivalent booster, nearly 6 million people in LA County, have not yet taken advantage of this protection.
Ferrer says the 7-day average daily number of new virus infections was about 1,900 as of yesterday. That's down from about 2,300 at the beginning of January. Enrollment at California community colleges has fallen significantly since the start of the pandemic, with some campuses seeing as much as a 20% drop. Daisy Gonzalez is the interim chancellor of California community colleges. She says declining birth rates is also part of the problem.
That's largely what the state of California has also been measuring for several decades in the Department of Finance.
Still, Gonzalez is optimistic about the future of enrollment now that the state has implemented the Golden State Education and Training Program,
which is a brand new grant for students. These are workers who were displaced by this pandemic, so we're hoping to re-engage them.
She says community colleges in California also offer bachelor's degree programs in various fields.
And all of our baccalaureate degree programs are required to have a connection to a workforce need in California. So we're really talking about cybersecurity, fire safety, biomanufacturing, healthcare, and automotive technology.
Gonzalez was a guest on KPCC's Air Talk. Navigating the vastness of Los Angeles can be confusing, especially when you see streets like 37th Street, 37th Drive, and 37th Place. LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez has more on how some of our street names came to be.
A street name is made up of two parts. There's the main name or basic name, as it's called. So in this case, that's the 37th. And then there's what's known as the suffix, which are endings like place and avenue. Many of the basic names are inspired after influential developers, political figures, or cosmetic and geographical features around the area. In the past, though, a street got its name because of who lived in that area, such as their ranch being nearby. Numbered streets, or ordinal streets as they're known, don't quite fit into these reasons.
To read Caitlin's full story on street names, just visit our website at las.com. And Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of rock and roll giant and movie star Elvis Presley, has died. She was 54. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, says in a statement she died after paramedics took her to the hospital yesterday from her Calabasas home. She had attended the Golden Globes in Beverly Hills earlier this week, where Elvis, a movie about her father, was up for several awards. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at las.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.